Hello and welcome to the Real Esteem Podcast. This is the Midweek Reflection, May the 6th, 2020. I'm your host, Patrick Tabor, and today we're going to try to determine how to forgive someone. Stay tuned. Do you remember when you were in grade school and you had to carry around a book bag that was full of those thick books, whether it was your math book or your world history book? Regardless, they were too big. They just took up a lot of space. They were heavy, bulky, and you had to carry them around, all of them around in a book bag. And, you know, it could create a strain on you, especially your back. But it was something we felt like we had to do. When we got into middle school, of course, they had lockers for us that we could swap out our books and not have to carry them all at once. But truthfully, did we really need all those books? And did we have to carry them all at once? Not really. Same thing happens in real life. We carry a lot of things that we shouldn't or that we do not have to. We feel the need to carry them because we feel like it protects us or helps us pay attention to what's going on around us because we have these things with us. But truthfully, there's a freedom you can have when you're able to forgive. Forgiving and letting go of different pain and hurt that's been caused by someone else towards you is a way to kind of get back your freedom, to get back your life, not to spend time focused on the mistake or the problem or the issue that actually hurt you, not discrediting the fact that it was painful and it was a memory for you that you wish you could change. But the fact is you can't, and we need to move forward in life, and you can't do that if you're holding on to grudges, anger, frustration. You're carrying that stuff around in your mental book bag, thinking that there's going to be some use for it later, but in actuality, it's just weighing you down. Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. So we've all done stuff. The Bible says we're all born into sin. So there's no way around the fact that we were sinners and God forgave us. Why is it so hard for us then to forgive others? Because we did things that really reflected bad on God or really would make God sad. So what is our goal here when we're holding on to things against someone else when they actually did something wrong to us? But we can move forward and move forward a lot quicker if we are able to forgive and let go of what somebody did actually do to us. Mark 11:25 says, and whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. You're going to mess up in the future, and everyone else is too. So do you want to be forgiven yourself? Yes, you do. So then practice that same forgiveness to other people who actually do something wrong to you. It's the best way of freeing your mind and freeing your heart of any of this drama that you could potentially just carry, and it really doesn't help you, or you don't gain anything from it but heartache. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if God is setting this up where you find so many different scriptures about forgiving, actually him forgiving you for all the things you're going to do, there must be a reason. It must mean that we as humans, we do a lot of things that we shouldn't do, that we need forgiveness for. It's really grace that keeps us alive, because if we were not forgiven for certain things, I think a lot of us would be taken out a lot sooner. Matthew 6 and 15 says, "But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So you're actually holding up blessings and other situations that could come into your life to be a blessing to you. They're being held up because it says here, if you do not forgive others their trespasses, because you do not want to forgive someone who actually did you wrong, I'm repeating that for a reason, then you are holding up your own blessing, because it says neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. You're going to do something wrong eventually. You're going to want to be forgiven. God is a faithful and just God, and he's a loving, kind God. He gives us grace and mercy. But the Bible strictly says here, it strictly says here, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses because of your heart, because of your mindset. Matthew 18, 21 and 22 says, "Then Peter came up and said to him, 'Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times?' Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven.'" Now I have a question for you. Who is going to sit and count 7 times 70 to see if they can truly forgive all these trespasses that will be pitched against them? Nobody's going to do that. Just forgive, release people, and be free. I hope you got something out of this today. Be blessed. Grace and peace.